verse 27, the gifts of healings and helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. All of these gifts. Now, saints of God, you need to pay attention to these gifts, because these are the gifts that we're supposed to have.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wanda Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Just want to look very briefly at this verse, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. And when you have it, say amen. 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 Let us begin reading now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to borrow an old saying for the subject of our message today, and it is, Jesus Christ hung up for our hang-ups. Jesus Christ hung up for our hang-ups. Listen, brothers and sisters, as we look at this text today and we see Paul sharing with the believers how important it is to understand what Jesus did for us so that we can know what it is that we must do for him. We are bought with a price. Our lives are no longer our lives. You're called and committed to a Christ who has called us to be ambassadors of him and what he represents in us. The Bible says here very simply, Christ, and the word Christ, of course, is the anointed one, also a reference of the Messiah himself, hath, meaning past tense, already done it, redeemed us. That means every born again believer from the time of Christ until now, and as time continues on, all who will accept him until he returns again have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. First part, the curse of the law. What was the curse of the law? The curse of the law was that if anybody committed an egregious offense against the law, the word of God, the commandments of God given down by God to and through Moses for the people of God, they would then invoke the death penalty on their lives as payment for that egregious sin. There are 613 laws called the mitzvah, M-I-T-Z-V-A-H. 613 laws in the Old Testament, of which 28 to 30 carry a death penalty. Such subjects as murder, rape, adultery, kidnapping, all kind of religious, social, and other egregious sins against the word, the will, and the way of God brought on this death sentence called a curse of the Lord. Those were sins that were an abomination to God. Those were sins that God said, this must pay with the life of the sinner. And so to understand it, it was phrased as a curse of the Lord. And so when the Bible says Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, what we must come to understand is that the price for our sin, for these sins committed, is still required by God. But there is one who is far more worthy than we are, who has chosen to stand in our stead and pay the penalty we could not pay and live. If we paid the penalty, we would surely die. And so he has removed that curse from everyone who accepts him as their Savior and as their Lord. Now, listen to what the word says. Being made a curse for us. Being made a curse for us. Listen, 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 says, the wisdom of God's reconciliation was that he took him, speaking of Jesus Christ, who was sinless, who was holy, who was righteous, who knew no sin, and made him to be sin for those of us who had sin, so that he would exchange his righteousness for our unrighteousness. Listen. He became sin so that we could become sinless. I need you to understand this phrase is so important because it says being made a curse for us means that there was an exchange that happened when he took our place on the cross. Well, preacher, what kind of exchange was it? Let me help us understand why we ought to shout when we said he took our place. He was our substitute. He was our replacement. He was our alternate. What did it mean? It meant, one, that he gave his life for our death. In other words, he took his life and said, let me exchange my life for your sentence of death. He took on our death, D-E-A-T-H, and gave us his L-I-F-E. It was an exchange. He took his righteousness and exchanged it for our unrighteousness. Listen. He took his worthiness and exchanged it for our unworthiness. He took his good and exchanged it for our bad. Listen, everything good about him, he exchanged it for everything that was terrible and wrong about us. He was made to become sin for us to exchange all that he is for all that we were. If that's not shouting news, I don't know what is. Listen, you know some things you've done that nobody else knows about. You know some thoughts you've thought that nobody could read. You know some things that have occurred in your life or that you were a part of that, listen, if folk knew those things, they'd sure have a different opinion about you today. But he took all of those things and exchanged it for all of the good that he is and represent. Listen, being made a curse for us, who each one of us was unworthy. The best of us, I'm talking about the ones that come as close can get to being holy, to being righteous, to being the best man or woman on earth. I mean, even the best of us still had enough sin in them to be damned to hell for eternity. But Jesus, I said, but Jesus, he bore the curse for us. Now listen at this, because it goes on to say, you know, for the scripture says, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Cursed is everyone. That means no exceptions. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Now, where does this reference come from? Get your Bibles ready, because I want you to see it in the Word. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 22 and 23. That's good enough right there. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. Now, while you're turning there, what I want you to know is this reference in Galatians 3:13 is a direct correlation with this particular two verses in Deuteronomy. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Begin reading verse 22 of chapter 21 of Deuteronomy. Wait. You're going too fast. All right, somebody, come on now. If you can't handle your phone, turn it off. Let's take our time and go back through it again, beginning now. Okay. All right. Now listen to this and let me explain this. What makes Good Friday so important to the believer has much to do with these two verses. Now, one of the things you must recognize is in the Old Testament, the tree was the symbol of the greatest shame of death displayed. In the New Testament, the cross was. What you need to recognize is the way the penalty of death was imposed on the people of God back then was first they were stoned to death. Remember, death was the penalty of an egregious sin. So there were three things required for this death. One was the shedding of blood. Two was death. And three was burial. All right? Shedding of blood, death, and burial to remove the curse from the earth. All right? Here is one of the things that you must recognize, that Jesus, and of course that was a foreshadow of the cross, and of course Christ hanging on the cross. When a person did anything that was egregious, that was caused to be a death penalty, they were usually stoned to death. Well, of course, when the stone hits you, it breaks open the skin, blood comes forth, etc. Usually the person is either bleeding out from the wounds because they are stoned until death ensues, or they are immediately with some major blows of multiple stones hitting at one time. Again, blood always gushes out the body, and then death always ensues. What they would then do is take that dead body, and they would hang it on a tree in a public display or on a pole as a public display of an offender who had committed an egregious sin against the law of God. They hung there while it was day so that passerbyers would come by and look at them and wag their heads and wag their tongues, wondering what was it that he did that made him worthy of death. Then it would bring fear upon the people, knowing that they knew the 28 to 30 sins that had a death penalty connected with them. And while they may not know the specific sin that that person hung for, they knew he committed at least one of them that caused him to die and be on public display. Why was he hung on a tree or on a pole for everyone to see? It was so that that would be a reminder to the people of God. If you break the will, the word, and the way of God, the laws of God that he has handed down through Moses to his people in an egregious fashion, you too will hang from a tree or from a pole, showing the world that God does not permit sin in the people he has called his own. And so what would be the reality of that was that all day long they would hang, but they could not leave those bodies hanging on a tree or on a pole till nighttime. So that meant they had to take the body down off the tree or off the pole and bury them before the sun went down. Now, again, the purpose of that was so as to say to them that by removing this egregious person who has committed this egregious sin, that I, God, am removing both the sin and the sinner off the face of the earth. I wish I had a helper in the house. And then people of God would say, I've got to get my life together. I've got to check myself. I've got to make sure I don't end up like that brother just did. Because here is the truth of the matter. Every one of us have sin, but all sin, just like sickness, is not unto death. But there is a sin and or several that can cause those death penalties. And such was the case that Jesus Christ in the New Testament paid the same penalty for sins he did not commit. Amen. But suffered the fate of an egregious sinner. They couldn't leave him on the cross till the sun went down for two major reasons. One, because it was the law of Moses. But secondly, at sundown, it would turn into a new day at 6:01 p.m. See, our day starts at 12:01 a.m. In that day and time, the new day started at 6 p.m. or 6:01 p.m. But what made it so special about this day was it was a Sabbath day and the Passover. So they could not leave Jesus' body on the cross for those three reasons: the Mosaic law, it was Sabbath, and the Passover. Interestingly enough, my brothers and sisters, Jesus timed his death to coordinate with the slaying of the lambs that would be sacrificial for the people of Israel. And so when he died in accordance with the time of the slaying of the lambs. Why? Because he was the prophetic lamb that Abraham saw back in Genesis chapter 22. When he told his son, God will provide himself a lamb. And that lamb took away the sins of the world. And so, my brothers and sisters, may I say to you today, Jesus Christ was hung up for our hang-ups. No matter what your hang-ups were, no matter what your hang-ups are, Jesus was hung up for each one of them. And that's why you got to praise him every day and in every way for what he has done for you. That things he's done for you that nobody else could have done for you. That things you could not have done for yourself. That's why when we have communion service, I don't care what your sin has been, you've got to realize Jesus. I said Jesus. Jesus paid it all. It was Alvina Mabel Hall back in 1865 said, I hear the Savior say, I wish I had a helper in the house. Thy strength indeed is small. O child of weakness, watch and pray. Listen, come to me. I will be your all in all. And then she wrote the chorus that said, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Is there a witness in the house? You've been washed by the precious blood of Jesus. And that's why you've got to thank God every day. You've got to thank him in every way. When you fall short, he makes up the gap. When you go low, the Lord went high. And every now and then, he reminds us, I'm hung up for your hang-ups. Don't look at me like I'm up here on my account. It's for you that I died. It's for you that I suffered. It's for you that I bled. It's for you that I was buried. It's for you. Early one Sunday morning, I got up with all power in my hand, and I'm here today to make it plain, I have been hung up for your hang-ups. Give him praise in the house.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Morning.